In 2011, I had lunch with Jarecki, and he told me he was again working on a Durst project, this time a documentary. And he added, Bobby Durst had agreed to be interviewed. It was, shockingly, Durst's idea, said Jarecki, who explained that Durst had seen All Good Things and liked Ryan Gosling's sensitive portrait of the fictional Robert Durst character, that of a son overwhelmed by his powerful father and family. Jarecki said he already had several hours of interviews filmed with Durst, and that some of what he said could be incriminating. I congratulated Jarecki for doing something no one else could, getting Bobby to talk. Jarecki was still of the opinion that there was more to Bobby Durst than the tabloid headlines, and that he was a complicated character. I knew enough about Durst to be convinced otherwise. We agree to disagree. So when Jarecki asked me during our lunch to give an interview for his film, I politely declined then, and again, during another meeting we had a few months later. 3 years would pass until the fall of 2014, when HBO announced that it had acquired Jarecki's long gestating documentary, now called The Jinx. The six-part series premiered on February 8, 2015, and, for the uninitiated, it served as a primer on the basics of the Durst story. It wasn't until the fifth episode that we saw for the first time a letter Durst had sent to Susan Berman in 1999. The writing appeared to be the same as that on the so-called cadaver letter sent to the police in 2000 and included the identical misspelling of Beverly Hills, B-E-V-E-R-L-E-Y. As interest in the Durst case swelled due to the jinx, on the morning of Sunday, March 15th, I received a call from Jim McCormick telling me that the FBI had arrested Bobby the night before in New Orleans on a murder warrant from Los Angeles. Bobby had apparently been planning to leave the country, possibly for Cuba, and FBI agents had surrounded him outside his hotel. The arrest came the night before the final episode of The Jinx. That finale, in which Jarecki prepares to confront Bobby about the handwriting on the 1999 letter and the similarity to the cadaver letter, led up to one of the most stunning moments in television history. When the interview concluded, Bobby walked into a bathroom, apparently unaware that his microphone was still on. He could be heard saying, "There it is. You're caught." He then shifts into what appears to be a multi-personality back-and-forth conversation with himself that concludes with, "What the hell did I do? Killed them all, of course." Those three chilling words, "killed them all," sent shockwaves throughout the nation. Combined with his arrest the night before, the finale of The Jinx put Durst on the front burner of the national news cycle. And that included, after 12 long years, attention to other cases, including that of Karen Mitchell. On Wednesday, March 18th, the FBI issued a nationwide alert to police departments in cities where Durst was known to have lived to review cold case missing persons files. Durst, the FBI now believed, could very well be a serial killer. Earlier that day in New Orleans, police had released the search warrant issued on Durst's Houston apartment. Inside, they found a latex mask, fake identifications, more than $42,000 in cash, and three books, two of which were copies of A Deadly Secret.